It's Friday morning, and it's time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
The Bills, of course, coming up with a victory against the Jets in New Jersey. And you, Matt Sabuda, were in the audience last night. Tell us about the atmosphere.
Yeah, it was a surprisingly festive start with a pretty decent tailgate atmosphere. I was actually invited to a combined Bills-Jets tailgate hosted by Jets fans, and I have to say it was a lot of fun. Still nothing like Orchard Park, but miles ahead of the placid Nashville pregame parking lots. The similarities, though, to Buffalo ended there. When I chatted with some Jets fans, it was abundantly clear that inside the stadium, it was all geared toward the ultra-wealthy and corporate fan, probably better that I call them clients than fans. I even heard stories about families who had lower bowl seats who were relegated to the upper deck in the new stadium if they wanted to renew at all because, quite frankly, they couldn't afford the $25,000 per seat personal seat license fee that they had to pay just for the right to buy the comparable tickets in their new stadium. Not a fan of that heavily corporate atmosphere, but I digress. Let's move on to the game.
All right, what about this game, Matt? The Bills for a while looked like they were cruising to a victory, and then they kept us up to very late at night before they were able to finally put things away. Give us your overview.
Indeed. The Bills are 5-4 and right in the middle of the playoff hunt in what is turning out to be a very top-heavy but otherwise mediocre AFC playoff race. Yesterday, though, the Bills were pretty fortunate to escape with a win, but a win is a win in the NFL, and they'll be glad to take it no matter how ugly it turned out to be. And I say that because the Bills were ahead 22-3 in the third quarter and looked to be on the verge of giving the game away as the Jets raced back with 14 unanswered points to make it 22-17. But the Bills were able to hold on to a victory when it counted for what was a season-saving road win. The Bills quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, made just enough plays what was really less than a mediocre game in which he had 158 yards on 27 pass attempts. He was also sacked four times. The Jets' defensive line is good, but Taylor has to improve his quick decision-making if he wants to progress to another level. The story of the Bills' offense, though, was its running backs. LeSean McCoy had a combined 159 yards rushing and receiving on just 24 touches. And Carlos Williams, he had his combined 50 rushing and receiving yards on just 8 touches. And, of course, that usual touchdown that he's been getting. And, in fact, Williams just tied the NFL record as the second player in history to start his career in touchdowns in every game through his first 6 appearances. If he scores next week, he'll hold that record all on his own. Overall, just a great game for the Bills dual threat backs. I'm sure Bills fans are hoping to see a lot more of that in the future.
That's the offensive side of the ball, Matt. Now, what about Rex Ryan's defense getting back against his former team, the New York Jets?
Well, it was a pretty underwhelming game in which the Bills defense took advantage of the Jets' mistakes to hold on for the victory. As for Ryan, he and the coaching staff have a lot to clean up after this game. They're pretty bad with time management, particularly toward the end of the game. But fortunately, the Jets were just as bad, as they ended up losing by 5 points and ended up going for it twice on fourth down within field goal range late in the game. Hey, if they took those 6 points, they might have come away with the win over the Bills when all was said and done. And as for the defense, that vaunted Bills pass rush is still nowhere to be seen with only one sack yesterday. Mario Williams left the game due to illness, and I have to say that he did look brutally sick in the locker room after the game. Team didn't say what was wrong, but hopefully it's nothing serious. Overall, though, just another game in which I'm left saying that the Bills defense needs to put it together and take advantage of all the talent they have. In another game where they didn't seem to find that formula. Not sure how many mulligans they're going to have left, but since they're supposed to be the backbone of this team this year, they better figure it out soon. And again, I feel like a broken record continually saying that. At the end of the night, though, they did produce 3 Jets turnovers that were critical to the win. And you can add one more forced by the Bills' special teams. Like I said before, they desperately needed that win, and they got it as they prepare for what's going to be a unbelievably tough road game against New England a week from Monday. And Jay, I kind of feel bad as I feel like I've been overly down on a team that after a much needed win, and hey, it was a win, and they came away with that critical win, and now Bills fans can enjoy taking in the rest of Sunday's game relaxed with that W right there in their pocket.
All right, Matt, thanks very much, and we'll be talking to you down the road as we once again go beyond the playbook on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay.